This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. By Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie. And by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Farmers are discovering crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois is a good fit for their farming operation. Albert Thompson of Perry County, Illinois, explains why he chose Farm Credit.
I took crop insurance out through Farm Credit Services, and they explained the programs well to me. I have no problem getting served well on claims and kept the wheels spinning in some rough, difficult times.
There's peace of mind in knowing your revenue is secure during volatile years.
I hear the statement from people that can't afford crop insurance. I can't afford not to have it. Because when we go into planting a crop in the spring, I know the minimum amount of revenue I'm going to have at the end of the year. That's something I never had without it.
Crop insurance provides farmers the flexibility needed to meet the demands of today's farming operations.
I can't imagine farming without crop insurance. As much capital is involved today, I'd have to reevaluate everything I did.
Call us at 800-444-FARM. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Hi, this is Evan Young, your Farm Bureau Director from Witt Township. Did you know that you can get a discount on Case IH tractor by being a member of Farm Bureau? It's true. When you belong to Montgomery County Farm Bureau, you can save $300 to $500 on selected tractors. Save $300 on the new Scout utility vehicle. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau to get these and other benefits. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Prepare yourself for the flu season. Michelle's Pharmacy is now giving vaccines, and the best part, no appointment or prescription is needed. If you or a loved one are on Medicare, vaccines will be billed at no cost to you. Michelle's Pharmacy offers influenza, pneumonia, Zostavax, and Tdap vaccinations. Protect yourself today. Get all your vaccinations at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Call 854-4022 or 839-9901. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
It's coming up on 11 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning from FM 106 and electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. March wheat now trading at 743 and a half, up 1 1/4. May wheat trading at 749, up a half. March corn now trading at $7, up 1 1/4. May corn trading at 697 and 3/4, up 3/4. March soybeans trading at 1446. Up 21 and a half. May beans trading at 1435 and a half, up 20 3/4. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Friday afternoon. Wheat futures moved up, supported by export sales and export interest. Soybean futures gained strength from technical buying at the Board of Trade as traders took profits ahead of the holiday weekend. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 4 cents stronger at 691 to 706, while soybeans gained 6 cents at 1404 to 1416. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 4 cents higher at 695 to 717, and soybeans gained 6 cents at 1428 to 1439. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 4 to 5 cents at 694 to 724. Soybeans gained 7 cents at 1430 to 1451. And the wheat prices were up 9 to 10 cents at 737 to 757. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 7 to 11 cents at 1454 to 1464. Basis ended steady to 4 cents stronger, ranging from 30 to 40 over the March. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $2.20 a ton on Friday to range from $4.1940 to $4.2740. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 4 cents at $7.14 to $7.34, with basis ending steady, ranging from $15 to $35 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 4 cents stronger at $7.12 to $7.16. Basis ended steady at $13 to $17 over the March. Soybeans ended 2 to 3 cents higher on Friday at 1437 to 1444, with basis down 4 to 5 cents, ranging from 13 to 20 over the March. New crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery ended mixed, ranging from 721 to 731, with basis down 2 to 10 cents, ranging from 30 to 20 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place our producer corn bids 4 cents higher at 713 to 714. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 1 to 7 cents, with quotations at 1451 to 1463. Soft red winter wheat up a dime at 781 to 782, and Milo ended 4 cents stronger at 703 to 704. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Bids from country elevators to producers in that area range from 522 to 540 for corn. New crop soybeans range from 1217 to 1239. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 524 to 546. New crop bean bids at 1221 to 1239. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 523 up to 548. New crop soybean bids 1229 up to 1248. And the new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from a low of 707 up to 723. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday. Butter 160 and a half up a quarter. Block cheese 167 and a half unchanged. Barrel cheese 163 down one. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Thursday, 1723. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis were trading $1.42 lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $70 to $81.50 with a weighted average carcass price of $81.10. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand for for light offerings. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were bringing 38 to 43. The 4 to 5 weight sows 42 to 47. The 5 to 550s at 46 to 47, and the 550 and up 46 to 50. The Illinois Direct Hog Trade Barrel and Gilt Report had hogs ranging from 55. To 59, receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 14,652 head. From the Carthage Special Feeder Cattle Sale February 14th, they had receipts of 960 head. And starting with the feeder steers, medium and large 450 to 500 were bringing 176 to 184. The 5 to 6 weights at 154 to 172, and the 6 to 7 weights 139 to 156. And the 7 to 8 weights at 131 to 144. Feeder heifers, large number ones, 4 to 5 weights were 135 to 145.50, 5 to 6 weights at 124 to 136, 6 to 7 weights at 126 to 137.50, and the 7 to 8 weights at 119.50 to 126. From Walnut Livestock Sales Reports for February 14th, they had 300 head, and starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 123.50 to 125.25, choice slaughter Holstein steers 111.50 to 113.50, choice slaughter heifers 122 to 125.50, and starting with the slaughter cows, breakers were bringing 76 to 79, the boners were 70 to 77, and the lean 65 to 71. In direct cattle trade, from the daily direct slaughter cattle report, steers on a live basis traded at 122 to 125 and on a dress basis of 193 to 198. With the heifers on a live basis, they were trading at 122 to 123 and on a dress basis 193 to 196. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading was very slow with light to moderate demand and offerings with 42 loads traded today. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $80, which was 10 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $181.95, which was $1.58 lower, and select carcasses were $180.40, which was 80 cents higher. for the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Friday. Cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000 compared to 108,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 408,000, which compared to 401,000 last week and 395,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning, brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. It's 19 minutes after the hour of 6. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They also have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your individual needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. Visit ctemi.com. Service starts here.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs, to fuel, propane, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Coupon, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the low 30s. We will have west winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low teens. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies, the high in the mid-20s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, cloudy skies with snow and freezing rain Thursday and Thursday night, partly cloudy Friday and Saturday. Low temperatures in the mid-20s, high temperatures in the mid-40s by Saturday. Right now, west winds at 12 miles per hour, the barometric pressure rising. Our temperature 24 degrees under partly cloudy skies. And over the past 24 hours, WSMI weather watcher Rich Henry of Staunton, 0.2 inch of rain. Once again, 24 degrees at the Weather Center. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Get the works where you work with Consolidated Communications. Reliable business services from internet access, voice-hosted VoIP, Metro Ethernet, TV, and much more. Let Consolidated help you find the communication services that fit your business. Go to Consolidated.com today.
Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder. On Monday, we talked to Mike Hamilton of the Madison County Ag Auction. He told us about their weekly hay auction Saturday.
Randy, we ended up with approximately 3,045 bales, had a big sale again. The grass hay, small squares, was from $2.20 to $3.90. Alfalfa was from $3 to extreme top of $6.10. Alfalfa grass was from $3.50 to $5.80. Ended up with a lot of small squares of straw again, a little over 600 bales from $1.60 to $1.90. In the round bales, the alfalfa was from 36 to 59. Grass hay in round bales was from 26 to top of 76. And we had a lot of round bales of straw from 15 up to $31 a bale. In the 3x3x8s, the alfalfa was from $65 up to 100 per bale. Grass hay was from 50 to $69 a bale. And we had some corn stalks at $36. I would like to mention that for next week, we've already got two loads of 3x3s. They'll be in here sometime this morning. And we've also got a bale spike that we're going to sell. Goes on the back of a pickup truck. It works off the electric. It's good for feeding cattle on other farms and stuff. So if anybody's looking for a bale spike, they need to be here Saturday.
And what time will you start Saturday, Mike?
We'll start the sale promptly at 11 o'clock. We'll be accepting hay Friday from noon on up until about 10:30. Saturday morning.
Mike, before we let you go, give us your phone number one more time.
All right. They can reach me anytime at 618-410-4293.
And that was Mike Hamilton of the Madison County Ag Auction. On a Farmer's Appreciation broadcast, we talked to Kent Wolf of Wolf Oil. The company sent four trucks to the East Coast several weeks ago to help with the cleanup efforts after Hurricane Sandy. Ken tells us about that.
Well, we're kind of involved with PS Energy. They're an energy group, and they're a disaster relief group also. So I'm kind of tied into them when Ameren has some storm, ice storms, power lines down, and they need a lot of trucks to come in. So this PS Energy called me when the disaster happened out on the East Coast, and the federal disaster let all the trucks that I needed to send out there go. And we sent four trucks out there. We was for out there 15 days servicing or just filling up Atlanta Power and Service trucks out there.
Now, the trucks that you sent, were they the semis or your straight trucks?
I sent two semis and both my straight trucks out there.
That was Kent Wolf of Wolf Oil. Right now, we'll give you the cost of production report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with the updated Illinois production cost report for Thursday, February 14th. And in our report today, offers on anhydrous ammonia range from $870 up to $900 a ton, an average of $884.73. That's 34 cents lower for the time period. Urea range from $505 up to $550 per ton, an average of $528.11, down $1. Liquid 28% nitrogen spread, the range from $350 up to $400 a ton, an average of $377. That's $1.54 higher than our prior report. Diammonium phosphate range from $575 to $640 per ton, an average of $605. That's $2.50 a ton lower. Monoammonium phosphate range from $620 to $650 a ton, an average of $634. That's unchanged from our prior report. And potash range from $530 up to $600 a ton, an average of $565.40. That's down $3.96 a ton. And farm-delivered diesel fuel range from $3.63 to $3.78 per gallon. That's an average of $3.71. That's 18 cents higher than our prior report. That concludes our recap of the Illinois Production Cost Report. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The ag economists at the University of Illinois have run the numbers, and it looks like 2013 could be a meager year for farmers, at least by comparison to recent incomes. Todd Gleason has more.
The projections were made using the Model Central or Northern Illinois Farm. It has 1,200 row crop acres, 120 are owned, 360 are on a 50-50 crop share lease, and 720 of the acres are cash rented at $300 an acre. The expected yields are 187 bushels to the acre for corn and 54 bushels for soybeans. The farm is carrying $480,000 in debt, which University of Illinois ag economist Gary Schnitke says is typical. The model run projects revenue, including income from the crops, government payments, and crop insurance.
So we started out here with a 580 corn price and a 1240 soybean price, which are right at where you could contract for 2013 delivery. That results in $291,000 of net farm income, and that would be above our average, and that would be a very good income. So current prices look at or project a pretty good income for the coming year. We back that down to 540 and 1180. More conservative, but still very good prices. We would be looking at something like $229,000 of income. Anything where corn prices are above $5, we're looking at some sort of income above $160,000.
That's net income. However, things can get bad really fast should prices drop below $5 for corn. Remember, the new long-term averages are expected to be below $5 a bushel.
The worst-case scenario would be $43,000, and that results from either low yields or low prices. What happens is that crop insurance kicks in, and again, we assumed a RP in purchase at an 80% coverage level, assuming a 610 projected corn price used to set crop insurance guarantees and a 1270 soybean price.
These are net incomes for a 1,200-acre grain farm in Illinois. The worst-case scenario actually operates at a loss. All the positive income is derived from crop insurance. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
The American Farm Bureau Federation says legislation introduced in the House to repeal the health insurance tax is a major step for farmers, ranchers, and small businesses that would otherwise be negatively impacted by health care reform. Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says the cost of health insurance is a major concern for farmers and ranchers as costs have increased more than 100% since 2000. He says the health insurance tax will impose even more devastating costs on America's farmers, ranchers, and small businesses, making it harder for them to purchase coverage for themselves, their families, and their employees. The repeal of the tax is included as part of the Jobs and Premium Protection Act of 2013, which was introduced by Louisiana Representatives Charles Bousinet and Utah Representative Jim Matheson on Friday. The USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service will invest $59 million in the Mississippi River Basin this year. The Mississippi River Basin Healthy Watersheds Initiative, which reduces nutrient and sediment runoff, covers more than 640 small watersheds across 13 states. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the Mississippi River Basin is an example of how voluntary conservation practices in small watersheds can help improve a larger system. He says the combined efforts of producers, partners, and other state and federal agencies have resulted in significant progress toward reducing nitrogen and sediment runoff in the Mississippi River Basin. Authorities say several ranches in southwest Missouri have been targeted recently by cattle thieves. The Joplin Globe reports that Lawrence County is one of Missouri's top cow-calf producing counties and is among several area counties that have become the target of cattle rustlers. A cattle industry spokesman estimates that about 200 cattle have been stolen in the past 2 years in southwest Missouri, making a potential loss of $200,000. Local cattlemen think the actual number of cattle stolen has been underreported. Eldon Cole, a cattle expert with University of Missouri Extension in Lawrence County, says it appears thieves are mixing the stolen cattle with other cattle of a similar type before taking them to market. There are also $5,000 rewards for the arrest and conviction of cattle thieves. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat trading at 7.43¼, up a penny. May wheat trading at 7.40¾, up a quarter. March corn now trading at $7, up 1¼. May corn trading at 6.97, unchanged. March soybeans trading at 14.45½, up 21. May beans trading at 14.35¼, up 20½. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.